Proclamation number 8843, dated the August 22nd, 1964. Giving account. Urgency of distribution. I can only ever admonish you to remain steadfast if you are held accountable for the sake of my teaching. You will still be heavily attacked because no one wants to listen to the pure truth. For this reason you should request much strength from me now, so that you will be able to cope with all onslaughts. Admittedly, you cannot be swayed by any counterarguments because you are convinced that you have received the truth. Nevertheless, your opponents are clever. They will try to make you waver, and it will truly require firm faith and much confidence in my strength in order to confront them. Then I will still gain a few people over for me who find the pure truth more agreeable than the distorted teachings which you must denounce. Only my word from above is the pure truth, and you can also endorse it as such without having to fear that you would be acting against my will if you also enlighten your fellow human beings as to what I myself expect them to believe. Time and again I conveyed the knowledge of this to people, yet as long as they still felt committed to a school of thought, they still held to deeply rooted opinions, and the acceptance of teachings which blatantly opposed their ideas met with resistance. But now I have been offered the opportunity by a tool, which is entirely devoid of personal opinions, to permeate it by my spirit, and this truly instructs it correctly. And the urgency of my doctrine's truthful portrayal is indeed very obvious, since people are lukewarm and do not comply with my divine commandments of love at all, apart from a few exceptions which will be judged according to their degree of love and not according to external appearances, which are an abomination before my eyes. It is the time of the end. And this alone should make the conveyance of the pure truth understandable to you, for no one shall be able to say that they have not been informed of the truth. I will shake all those up who are capable of receiving the truth and induce them to think about it, but whether they are willing to receive it is their own decision, but they will also have to give account for their will. For this reason I have referred to the time when my gospel will require purification, which consequently necessitated a vessel which submissively opened itself to me in order to let a powerful light shine in, which offered no resistance and thus gave me the opportunity to express myself and to reiterate my teaching as I wanted them to be understood. If only you humans would believe that I solely judge the degree of love when you depart from earthly life, then you would also make an effort purely to fulfill these two commandments. You would thereby receive everything I promised while I was living on earth. You would receive an abundance of strength and grace and would not have to worry about earthly things, for then you would truly only take care of your soul and live your life according to my will. You would recognize and acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. You would recognize me myself in Him, for all this knowledge would be conveyed to you if you lived a life of love, which would awaken the Spirit in you. But those of you who want to serve me shall stand firm and draw your strength from the wealth of knowledge which will always flow to you when you make contact with me through kind-hearted activity and heartfelt prayer. Amen.